to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 2 with verses 6 through 10. But from those who were reputed to be important, what they once were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Those of repute made me add nothing. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter to the circumcised, for the one who worked in Peter for an apostolate to the circumcised worked also in me for the Gentiles. And when they recognized the grace bestowed upon me, James and Cephas and John, who were reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas their right hands in partnership, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Only we were to be mindful of the poor, which is the very thing I was eager to do. I think we're all eager to be mindful of the poor. It's something we see and recognize as we travel outside our door. Once we close it behind us, we see them in every aspect of our lives. All we have to do is just keep walking straight and find that they're there, whether they're circumcised or not. Paul gains a partnership with pillars of the faith, John, Cephas, and James, for they began recognizing Paul as someone who received grace to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. The uncircumcised people, what many saw as God's unknown populace, Paul would make even to anyone as the real non-judgmental way God had in store for all of us since the beginning of time. Equality. There will always be the poor to focus on, as Paul rightfully mentions those who need mercy as a way of forgiveness for the excess they lived. Not knowing God and his Son's redemption, Paul made sure the world would know that every soul has the opportunity to live in Christ redeemed, knowing eternal living as the love, faith, and hope of mercy, where we share to always live mindful of the poor. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Always praying for those who are dying each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Galatians 2. We're in chapter 2 with verses 6 through 10. It's a 3-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Nothing Add to the Gospel of the Son. Partiality none shown by God. Were once whatever. Important, reputed, those difference none. Nothing add to the gospel of the Son. Recognize Paul, entrusted, uncircumcised, apostolate, reach. Recognize Peter as the circumcised worker B. Both of us receive the same Spirit of Christ to preach. My grace recognized by John, Cephas, and James to be. Right-hand partnership with pillars, reputation gained. Gentiles, we would go uncircumcised to teach. Circumcised Jews continued, the only way remained. Paul, mindful are we, thing very of those eager to reach. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 8th, 2022. Recording this morning at 5:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us early this morning. We're up with the angels doing some prep, going on a retreat pretty soon. If you could give us some prayers as we continue to rock and roll each and every day in the name of Jesus. Give us prayers for safe travels as we travel to see old friends and go to a silent retreat at EWTN. Looking forward to the ability to think about life, death, heaven, and hell. Amen. That's what the retreat is called. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close in the name of Jesus at 6:09. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Amen. God bless you.